There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. No reason to get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late.
Evening that arose in 1767, all the viceroys opened their letters at 8 o'clock in the night, some about that time, and there they found written from the king, and I haven't quoted the entire letter in my book, saying that I, the king, Yo Del Rey, demand that you take every Jesuit within your dominions, that you take them out of their houses, out of their communities, that you take them to the ships in Buenos Aires and these other ports, and you confine them all to these ships until they set sail for Civitavecchia, back to Italy. What they did, what the king did, was he successfully expelled some 2,000 Jesuits out of South America that had completely taken over the governments there and all the commerce, and sent them back to the Vatican. And that broke their power in South America. And that is exactly what needs to be done here. They all need to be rounded up. All their universities need to be confiscated by a real justice department, and they need to be sent all back to the Vatican with a capital crime that if you come into this United States as a Jesuit, you will be executed, just as a Soviet soldier would be executed coming here, just as a Chinese soldier attacking us would be executed here, so will you. And remember, this has only been done against the Jesuit order. It's never been done to the Benedictines, the Franciscans, the Augustinians, only the Jesuits. And that is how the King of Spain successfully expelled them from his empire. What he did was he went on to finance our wonderful Protestant Revolution, 1775, and later the Jesuits so hated the Spanish Empire that they broke it up, and that was the end of it.
Amazing. And they've been expelled in over 80 countries by some researchers. Statistics, amazing. Even Iraq.
Iraq in 1969.
So we're going to get back. Listen, yeah, it's 1969, I believe, or in the late 60s. Well, anyway, Eric, I need to take a break. We're going to come back, take a couple calls, and then get on with this stimulating discussion with Eric Phelps back after this short message.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington. Until peace has come.
Itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and we're going to get to World War II in this half hour. In this hour, you bet we will. And I want to talk to Eric Phelps about how the Jesuits and the Vatican have orchestrated wars. We left off our last interview at the end of World War II. We're going to get into that and the Cold War and what's going on now in the war on terror. That is another orchestration. Waiting in Tennessee. How are you, Logan? You have a question or comment for my guest? Logan, are you there? Logan? Logan's not talking. He's up on the board, but he's not talking. Let's go to Byron in Canada, and we'll see if we'll get Logan then. Byron.
Yeah. Are you... Hey, I'm kind of a newcomer to you guys.
Okay.
I can't put things together in history like your guest does. But, he's made some statements that are, I don't even think are even close to being right. In the first one, he goes, when he's talking
please tell
about...
Me.
You can, he's with me, so you can talk to him, Byron.
Yeah, okay, well, the first thing, he talks about Allah. Now, in Germany, when they refer to God, what word do they use? How do they say God in Germany?
I know they say God, G-O-T-T.
They say Gott, Gut, right?
Yes.
In Arabic, it's Allah. Allah and God is the same. And for you people to go and try to make it out to be, oh, that's something else, it's whatever, it's not, you're lying.
Okay, do you have a statement that I can respond to?
Well, that's one statement. Like, another thing is...
May I respond to that?
Just
let Eric respond.
Sure.
And then you just say that, you just said that you don't agree with his statement about Allah. Go ahead. Eric?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. What defines Allah? What do I know about this Allah? Let me finish. I can only go to the Quran and know about this Allah. That's how I know these specifics about him. This God in general will not do. The God of the Bible is not the same God of Allah, evidenced by what the Bible says versus what the Quran says. They're two different gods.
Okay, that's a clear statement, and we don't have time to get into the particulars, so let's Byron and Eric, you disagree. Byron, you look in the Quran, you look in the Bible, and see what you come up with for a later show. Okay?
Okay. Well, okay. There was another thing, statement he made. He said that Arabs and Muslims persecuted Jews. When did this take place? In fact, Jews probably did better in Arab and Muslim countries than any place else in the world beside before they came to America.
You have a point. For some 200 years, the Jews were allowed to live in Moorish Spain and also in Turkey. When Ferdinand and Isabella expelled the Jews in 1492, the caliph, the head of the Ottoman Empire, said, "My God, the king of Spain must have lost his mind. He's expelled the most industrious part of his population." So and when they lived in the Ottoman Empire, that's true, they were not persecuted, but they were not equal with the Muslims. They were second-class citizens.
Okay. The other thing is, you were talking about Christians. Where are all the Christians from Iraq heading to? They're not coming to America. You know, if they're so persecuted in the Muslim world, why are they going to Syria, Jordan? If they're persecuted in Muslim countries, why are they heading there?
Because that's the only place they can go to. They're not being allowed in here.
Well, if you also listen to what they said, that they're probably being protected. And I'll give you another example. Probably the Christians in Jordan, Syria, Lebanon probably do better than even the Muslims do financially.
No. Yes, they do well financially, but I can give you a particular lady to talk to who was a Christian in Lebanon, and she tells how the Muslims there cut the throat of her children.
Well, now, is that any difference than the Americans or the Christians? And I was raised in Nazarene. Is that any different when we go and drop 2,000-pound bombs on innocent people and blow them all to heck and their heads come flying off? Is that any different than getting your throats cut?
Okay. I want to make a dichotomy here. This is what the Jesuits are using the military of America for. And I'm advocating that every true Bible-believing Baptist Christian leave the military, not go along with this, because it's unbiblical. This is a Roman crusade foisted against the Muslims by the bogus 9/11 fiasco that was done by our intelligence community, controlled by George J. Tenet, who's a Knight of Malta, working for the Vatican.
Well,
this is a Catholic crusade, not a Christian crusade.
Like I said, I don't know history like you do, and I'm not even going to try to attempt it.
Well, Byron, I think you got to think about it from that point of view looking at the infiltration area. I got to move on. Byron, anytime you want to call, please do. Go ahead.
Please. Just one more thing.
Okay.
I look at how I look at history is what has happened during my lifetime. And I look at whenever, especially in this last thing, or it's been going on forever, these candidates, for whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. You talk about the Jesuits, and I don't know anything about them, to be honest with you. But
I would suggest you learn, Byron, because it's important.
Okay. Just let me finish. If I know there's other callers, I didn't see them running off to Rome or to the Vatican to get their their okay to run for the Republicans or Democrats. They either went to AIPAC or they went to Israel to get the okay so they could be blessed by them to run. I didn't see them going to the Vatican. And maybe you're right. Maybe the Vatican is bad as whatever. I look at here we had a Hamas Fatah election. They said it was probably the fairest election, probably more fair than what was in the United States. Democratic elected. What happened? Israel told the United States, "You will not recognize the Hamas." They cut off all the funds, and now there's starvation. They said 60% of the kids over there are suffering from malnutrition.
All right, Byron, I'm going to let Eric answer the question, and then you call us back. You can listen off the air. Go ahead.
Well, I would respond to that by saying that the candidates in this country have to be approved by the Archbishop of New York through his Council on Foreign Relations, where all the Masonic Jewish labor Zionists reside. Israel is the kingdom of Jerusalem for the Pope. The papacy runs it through his Masonic Jewish labor Zionists. Any Jews who want to resist those labor Zionists are history, like Barry Chamish, like Yitzhak Rabin, like Vladimir Jabotinsky, and the leaders of Hamas and the other militant Arab leaders are all too controlled by the Vatican, like Yasser Arafat, who had 9 audiences with the Pope. All the leaders of all the peoples are all working for the papacy to continue these agitations between the peoples.
And I might add, Byron's a good example of an American who has been propagandized. Here's an example. What do you think, people out there? You think they're going to let you know who they are? I mean, the greatest deceit has always been where the New World Order lies. Satan is a very big deceiver. And you think he's going to tell you? So they put up people as fronts to take the heat off of them so they can continue. Because if they are ever outed and exposed, it could end. And
that's right.
They know that. And so,
right.
Byron, you need to read a little bit, but you're on the right track. Let me go to Logan in Tennessee. Logan's back. Are you there? Logan.
I think the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all these Jesuit priests and all these Freemasons and secret societies, they must have cut my phone lines because they fried it. I also do talk radio also, and I agree. Not 100%, but I agree a lot with what your guest is saying, that the secret societies, mainly the Illuminati, running all the other secret societies together, because the head of the Illuminati, according to David Icke and some of the people he's interviewed, is Guy de Rothschild out of France. He's the head of the Rothschild family, the head of the Illuminati. They're behind all the kidnapping of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed children where they sacrificed them and drank their blood. And they turn them into sex slaves like Kathy O'Brien and Bryce Taylor. They're behind all the illegal drugs with George Bush and Bill Clinton bringing it in through MENA, Arkansas over the years. They're behind starting all the wars. They're behind all the...
Do you have a question or a statement, sir?
Well, basically, I agree with the Catholic and the Jesuits, but...
I did not say Catholic. I said the Jesuit order. I'm attacking the popedom, but not Roman Catholic people. If I was against the Catholic people, I would have never defended John F. Kennedy and his murder by the Jesuits.
Okay. I agree he was murdered, but are you aware that John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy were members of the Church of Satan that Anton LaVey started in California? Were you aware that I believe that they were involved in secret societies? I think that they were...
Well, I know John Kennedy was a Knight of Columbus. But nonetheless, he resisted the Pope's temporal power, and I show that in my book. But with regard to the Rothschilds and the Illuminati, the Jesuits...
Eric comment. Go ahead.
Okay, the Jesuits started the Illuminati in 1776 because they were suppressed by the Pope in 1773, and the Rothschilds became their bankers. And Tupper Saucy rightly says in his book, The Rulers of Evil, that the Rothschilds are the keepers of the Vatican treasury. The Illuminati is nothing more than an arm of the Black Pope, Peter Hans Kolbenbach.
I agree that the Rothschilds hold the purse strings to the whole world. They hold all the international...
And the Vatican rules the world. That's the purpose of the Jesuit order. They aspire to universal monarchy, ruling the world from Solomon's rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, using a pope of their making. That's where all of human history is going right now.
Are you also aware that not everybody calls themselves a Jew is a genetic descendant of Abraham and the Lost Tribes? Actually, if you know British Israelism, the 10 northern tribes, the lost tribes of Israel, they became the white Western European countries, and those are the so-called Christian people today that you are saying are being persecuted and killed. And that's who the phony people that say they're Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan in Revelation. A lot of people that say they're Jews have swarthy skin, have hooked noses, have kinky hair, and they cannot trace their lineage back to the tribe of Judah. They're nothing but imposters, and they're out to destroy the pure racial seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay, Logan, we're going to take a break. Eric, you remember that. You can comment right after this break. Then we'll come back. Thanks, Logan. Call back again. Back after this short message.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Washington,
oh, until peace has come.
Are we there? Yes, we are back with Eric Phelps, author of the Vatican Assassins, third edition. He's going to tell you in the next half hour how you can get that again. But I did want to mention this, one quick note. Nuri Rivera, the widow of the late Father Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest who told the truth and then was assassinated for it, will be with me Monday next week. So mark that down because she has a lot of interesting things to talk about what happened to her after her last interview, as well as some new things she's doing with her ministry, and that is a ministry to encourage nuns and priests who are feeling as if they need to get out of the Catholic institution and have nowhere to go. Well, she can help you, as does Eric. So they kind of work together from different locations on the same subject. But I know you'd be interested in that, Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, she's quite a lady.
Lovely woman. Suffered
tremendously. And, you know, did you know she was bribed? They offered her $1 million.
Yes.
If she would sign a document saying that her late husband was insane and delusional. She refused, of course. Then they tried to find out where his bones were buried so they could take him back to the Vatican. And I have an interesting story on my website today, by the way. I just wanted you to know this, Eric. Mm-hmm. It's called Confession to the Jesuits, number 25. Why is the Vatican obsessed with bones and relics? And it gets into what is the essence of their satanic rituals surrounding human remains. And it goes hand in hand. That's why they wanted to get the remains of Alberto Rivera. She refused, and he's buried in a secret location. So anyway, let's get back to the 15 things. We'll continue on here. I'm not sure. We got a short segment here, 4 minutes, then we'll continue on the second half hour. But go ahead. You said, first of all, understand you must repent for what you've done and to put your life in the hands of God. So, and what's the second one?
And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because, you know, there's no man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. And then once you are now safe in the hands of God, now you have the power to resist this Jesuit satanic conspiracy, because it's the devil's kingdom. What you then must do is fellowship with other believers of like precious faith and disincorporate your church. Every incorporated church is a whore, and it needs to stop its harlotry. So you disincorporate, because when you incorporate, as you know, Greg, you become, you, that is a corporate charter, and you go to the state for permission to exist and for permission to do, to be and to do. And this is absolutely contrary to the Bible. And one of our Baptist distinctives or biblical distinctives is separation of church and state. Whenever a church incorporates, that eliminates any separation of the Lord's church with any particular government that is located in. So that has to be done. Once that's done, as the examples that were shown to us by the Covenanters, the Scotch Covenanters in the 1600s, then we can withdraw our allegiance as a state from Washington. I advocate the state of Pennsylvania secede. I have for 5 years, and I'm even more so doing it. I'm finished it up in my last part of the book. It is either secession or expatriation to break their power over us, preferably secession. So that once Pennsylvania secedes, we can then begin to be self-governing and not be controlled by Washington through its myriad of alphabet agencies and the evil, wicked decisions of the Supreme Court, especially the Warren Court. So once we secede, after we secede, we can then expel the Jesuits, as we should have done us 2 centuries ago, and then we can close all the Masonic lodges. Because the Jesuits would have never succeeded in their quest of destroying what was once white Anglo-Saxon Protestant America had they not had the help of all these apostate Protestant, prostitute Protestants, Masonic lodges, beginning with Skull and Bones. So we need to close, and this has never been done in history. Wait a second. Tsar Alexander I of Russia, who was a Bible-believing czar, who allowed the Bible free circulation in his country because he repented of the sin of contributing and helping to murder his father, Paul I. What he did was, is he expelled the Jesuits because they were constantly seeking to meddle in political affairs, and he did that in 1820, and he closed all the Masonic lodges in 1822. A man after my own heart. What happened 3 years later, 1825, they poisoned him. So, but this still needs to be done, because you have to overthrow the secret societies who have no allegiance to your national sovereignty. We have to establish national sovereignties once again, which have grown out of the Reformation.
Right, and instead of trying to chase these ghosts in the wind, like they like you to believe it's the completely a Zionist movement, or perhaps it's the Bilderbergers, once you realize that this is where the enemy lies, what about the argument they're going to make that you're a religious bigot, wanting to get rid of these this church?
Because it has nothing to do with religion.
Okay.
It has everything to. Let me read a quote to you, written in 1914 by Hector McPherson when he wrote The Jesuits in History. He starts out. I'll just give you one sentence. Quote: "In order to gain clearness of thought in dealing with this subject, Jesuitism being the enemy of nationalities, it is well to note the distinction between Roman Catholicism and the papacy. The former, Roman Catholicism, has to do mainly with religion. It rests upon the theological doctrines which Protestants believe to be erroneous. There are Roman Catholics who take their religion but not their politics from the Pope." I'll start when we're done here, I guess.
What's that?
I'll come back when we're done.
Okay, and I also wanted to clear up something. We just recently celebrated around the country St. Patrick's Day, and I want to talk about what really happened in the famine in Ireland with you back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, we're back, our second half hour with Eric Phelps, and he's going to remain with us for the entire two-hour period. And in the second hour, we're going to discuss where he left off about how wars are orchestrated through the Vatican and the Jesuit order. And we left off, I think we're at the end of World War II, but many people emailed me and were quite interested and said, I'm glad Eric's talking like this because it's part of history that gets overlooked. And you brought up so many good things about General Patton and other things, so I'm looking forward to that second hour. During that hour, call us, 800-313-9443, if you have any questions. Eric has a new edition of his Vatican Assassins book, over 1,500 pages of reading that you should do, because it gives you a lot of a perspective that you're not going to get anyplace else. Eric, tell us again how to get your book. I get a lot of emails. Go ahead.
You can email sales, S-A-L-E-S, at lovehm, L-O-W-V-E-H-M, .com. It's L-O-W-V-E-H-M. That's a weird word. It stands for light, oxygen, water, vibration, electricity, hydrogen, and magnetism. The seven things that will be the basis for all energy in this 21st century. So, and the other thing is, if you can't get through there, just email me at eric@vaticanassassins.org, or you can contact David Bay He is offering it, and also Dr. Bill Deagle with Clay and Iron.
Okay, great. And before we get back to these 16 points that you're making, what we can do to correct the situation in our country, I did want to get off on just a little bit of a tangent. Recently, it's amazing, you know, we around this country, everyone rushes to on the 17th of March, whether you're a Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, whatever. It seems like on March 17th, everybody becomes a Catholic, rushing off to the bar, drinking green beer, and celebrating the great St. Patrick's Day. But that has a lot to do with the famine in Ireland. Tell us the real story. And I think people wouldn't be celebrating this holiday if they really knew what happened in Ireland.
Right.
Go ahead.
First of all, Patrick was not a Roman Catholic. He was a independent. You'd call him a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
So he cannot be claimed by the Vatican as one of theirs. I have a whole treatise on that for anyone interested. The next thing is, we have to remember that the 19th century was the Jesuit century controlled through the British Empire. The Jesuits controlled Britain no later, from King George III to the present day. So all the politics of London were the politics of the Jesuit order, using Disraeli, that Jesuit coadjutor, the other prime minister, what was his name? I can't remember. But he was the servant of Queen Victoria. And so what they did was, is the Jesuits decided that they were going to take the United States, that they had to alter this Calvinistic republic that had been established in 1787 with a Baptist Calvinist Bill of Rights, with a Presbyterian Calvinist Constitution. We're going to overthrow that government, and we are going to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. To do this, we have to bring our faithful Irish Catholics in from Ireland, and we're going to settle them into the northern cities, primarily New York, Philadelphia, all the primarily northern cities, and they're going to take over the politics and the banking. As a result of this, they will be aided by our secret high-level Freemasons who are apostate, prostitute Protestants. And so this is exactly what happened. So how did the Jesuits manage to get the Irish into North America when they really didn't want to leave Ireland? Why, what they did was is they created the famine. And what they did was Queen Elizabeth and her prime minister caused 8 freighters to leave the ports of Belfast, leave the ports of Ireland every day, to foreign ports, to feed other portions of the British Empire, and deliberately starve the Irishmen there, killing many Irish Protestants in the north and, of course, many, many Irish Catholics. Well, the Irish Catholics then say, we've got to get out of here. We're going to starve to death. The Queen's starving us. So the Jesuits then were ready to help them get on the freighters to come to America. And that's exactly what they did. They brought them over here between 1845 and 1850, not only to take over the northern cities, finance and politics, but also to enlist them into the Union Federal Yankee Army for their war of northern aggression into the south, to rape, pillage, and plunder the southern people because it was a war of annihilation. And the bummers that were the greatest bummers, quote-unquote, of the Yankees were Irish Catholics brought over here from Ireland. And they stole everything from the white plantation owners, raped the black slaves. It was one great big hullabaloo. This is what the Jesuits wanted. So to make this happen, they deliberately created this famine against their own Irish Roman Catholic people. This brings me to answer the question that you previously asked me. What if people call me a bigot? I'm not a bigot. I believe in freedom of worship, but I don't believe in freedom of overthrowing a government, freedom of treason. And this is exactly what the Jesuits were after. The Jesuit order and control of the papacy is controlling an empire, a world political empire, under the guise of a religion. And so what has to be done is every Roman Catholic and every priest, if they are going to be allowed to live in a true republic, has to renounce the infallibility of the Pope. Because through the doctrine of infallibility of 1870, this is how the Jesuits centralized all power, temporal and spiritual power, in one man. And they took all the power away from the bishops, all the power from the archbishops, and centralized everything in the papacy, and so that the Jesuit general, in controlling this one man called the White Pope, he could control the entire organization. And the great German priest, Ignaz von Dollinger, openly opposed the papacy about this and said, there's nothing in the scriptures about this, there's nothing in our tradition, and I challenge anybody to an open debate. As a result, the Pope defrocked him, excommunicated him, and meaning that the first one who gets near Ignaz von Dollinger can kill him. But he managed to survive. He was protected by Ludwig III, who later was shot by the Jesuits. But my point is I'm not a bigot. I believe in freedom of worship. However, if your religion calls for killing other people and is intolerant, like Romanism out of the canon law, like Islam out of the Quran, and like Judaism out of the Talmud, all intolerant religions will not be tolerated.
Interesting. And I know that's going to bring up some discussion regarding what you said about about Islam.
Yes.
In your mind, are there any good factions of that religion?
No. Islam was created by the papacy to do the dirty work for the Vatican. I'm going to be writing a book showing the absolute parallels between Roman Catholicism and Islam, and they are striking. Both call for crusades. One is a crusade. One's called a jihad. They both venerate the Mary. They both count beads. They both are intolerant of anybody that's not a member of their religion. You cannot be a Christian and live in Saudi Arabia. You cannot have a church and live in Saudi Arabia. And if you live in a Muslim country, you're always a second-class person. So, no, I don't want to live around any Muslims. If a person's a Muslim, they have Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran. They have all the Muslim world to live in, but not in a historic Christian Bible-believing country, because they are intolerant, and when they become in political power, they're going to persecute me when I say that Muhammad is a false prophet and that Allah is no God, according to the Bible.
Okay, now what about this? And I think we should deal with it, because when you say these things, I get a lot of emails from people in America who have proclaimed to be Muslims, who feel as if they're fighting the same evils that you are, just from a different perspective. What would you say to people who will say this, that you're fueling the flames of the Jesuit order by creating this kind of division between Muslims and Christians?
A division already exists in their doctrine.
Okay.
When they reform their Quran and don't call for converting me with the sword, then I will reconsider. And it's the same exact thing with Roman Catholicism. Catholicism is not Christianity. Catholicism is Romanism. It's the pagan Romanism that was once out of Babylon. And the doctrines of Romanism call for putting me to the sword if I will not convert. And I can show you right in the writings of Aquinas, I have a quoted in my book. These are the absolute parallels between Islam and Romanism, which leads me to my next question. Why would Muslims come to a historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant country and live here when they have Saudi Arabia, they have Iraq, they have Iran, they have Turkey? Why would they come here? If I tell you this, if there was a country in the world that I could go to where I could be white, where I could speak English, where I could be historically Protestant and Baptist, and our government would be established to protect that, I would move there tomorrow. There is no place for me, but there's a place for Muslims. There is no place for me, but there's a place for white Roman Catholics. They can move to Poland. They can move to Austria. They can move to Italy. They can move to Spain and Portugal. But there is no place for me. Every historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant country is being destroyed. South Africa, Rhodesia, Britain, England, Scotland, America, Canada, Australia. All of these countries are being destroyed. You cannot be Protestant, you cannot be white, you cannot speak English anymore as being the primary distinctions of these countries, which was once the historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Western civilization, because it is condemned by the Jesuits' Council of Trent.
And that is a point people need to listen to. I mean, everyone has what I get when you say these things. I get emails, well, he doesn't believe in freedom of religion and things like that. But I think when you look at it from your point of view, and I think people that don't agree with you must do that, because I know you look at it from their point of view.
Absolutely.
They must understand, too, that you feel as if you're being persecuted.
Absolutely. I have no place to go. Where can a white man go that's Protestant or Baptist and go there and not have the priest oppressing us some way by various and sundry measures, because they have many bows they have many strings in their bow? There's no place. But if I was Roman Catholic, I can move to Quebec, and I guarantee you my Catholicism will be protected there. Or if I was thinking about moving to Ireland, I tell you, they've driven out all the Irish Protestants for the most part out of Ireland. They're doing their best to destroy Northern Ireland right now. Why can't I go to Ireland, my historic roots, and be a Protestant or a Baptist? I can't go there because they will persecute me, they will discriminate against me, and they may even kill me. So I don't have any place to go. But the Roman Catholics can come here and enjoy the Baptist Calvinist liberties that were set up here. Because remember, the only nations that have ever established governments to protect freedom of conscience are historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and Baptist countries. No Catholic country has ever done it. No Muslim country has ever done it. No Buddhist country has ever done it. We are the only ones who've ever done it, and it's been taken away now by the Patriot Act that was written by Roman Catholics and Masonic Jews working for the Jesuits at Georgetown University.
Mm-hmm. And so, this dialogue is important, and I think we all can, in a sense, whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Christian, can find a common ground somewhere and understand what this group is doing, and I mean this Jesuit order through the Catholicism is dividing everyone in a very, very sophisticated way. It's not easy to once you figure it out. I think that all of these ideas that you bring don't sound as inflammatory as they would when you don't understand completely what has been done over the years. Now,
let me give you some other examples here, Greg, because I'm sure maybe the listeners are interested in more. In 1915, the Jesuits in control of the Muslims of Turkey with the young Turks, they massacred 1.5 million Armenian Orthodox Christians in Turkey. Now, that was called for. It was called a jihad against those people. And it was done secretly by the power of the Jesuits in control of high-level Freemasonry ruling those Muslims. But nonetheless, it's called for in the Quran. So here we have a mass murder of Armenian Orthodox Christians that has been swept under the rug, which what should have happened was the Turks should have said, okay, you can have a portion of Turkey, it will now be your country, and we'll enter into a treaty agreement with you for commerce and trade, and if somebody attacks Turkey, well, you help us, and if somebody attacks you, we'll help you. We have to acknowledge identities of people racially, linguistically, and their religious culture, and not persecute them for that. The other thing was, in establishing a country, you cannot allow any religious doctrine to circulate that calls for the death of other people. And there is nothing in historic Protestant doctrine. You look at the Westminster Confession of Faith, they don't call for killing anybody. You look at historic London Baptist Confession of Faith. The Baptists have never called for the killing of anybody. The Baptist Bill of Rights, which was written by the Baptist Calvinist James Madison at the behest of the greatest Baptist Calvinist preacher in Virginia, John Leland, they demanded that if Virginia is going to ratify the Constitution, there has to be a Bill of Rights with a provision to protect our worship without the state interfering with it. The Bill of Rights is a Baptist Calvinist document. It is not an atheist document. And so, therefore, we are the only ones who've set up free governments. The Muslims have never done it. The Roman Catholics have never done it because those people are held in the chains of the doctrines of their particular religion, and those doctrines are enforced by their mullahs or their priests. And this has to stop if you're going to have truly a free government. Then the Muslim people who've come here, they can go back to Iran. They can go back to Iraq. They can go back to any Muslim country because they're going to set up a country there that's going to protect Iraqi people by race, language, and culture, and they're not going to be persecuted because they set up a free government for themselves. And anybody who comes in can come and associate, but they're not citizens. We have to set up national sovereignties, which is my next point.
Okay, and what I wanted, my comment is this, and I asked this question. Our country around the world is known as a country where you can express freedom of religion, and many people come here for that because they don't have it in other countries. But if we look deeper, really what has happened is that guise, that lie, has been set up by the Jesuit Vatican Order in order to make it believe as if you have freedom of religion, when in fact they take your specific belief in the Bible and God away from you by usurping or infiltrating these churches. So basically, you have no freedoms here, but we are made to believe that.
That's correct. Here's another issue. The Jesuits, of course, have infiltrated the churches. They've brought high-level Freemasons to the forefront of every historic Protestant church. And, of course, you know, there's 500,000 Freemasons in the Southern Baptist Convention, so it's totally Romanized. What they've also done is they've taken the Supreme Court. We live in a Chief Justice Warren Supreme Court America. It was the Warren Court that forced integration of the public schools, further destroying them in 1954. I'm totally against Brown versus Board of Education.
Okay, listen, Eric, we're going to take a short break, come back, continue. I want to finish up some of these points that you were making. We left off with expelling the Jesuits and Masonic lodges in this country. We'll be back right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back. And let me just make this comment. I'll get back with Eric to finish up his comments regarding what the interesting facets of Judaism, Muslim, Islam, and Christianity. But in a perfect world, if we could erase for a moment the Jesuit Roman institution influence in the world, I think what you would see in America would be a place of freedom of religion, a place where people of all faiths would have the ability to come and to worship. And that's including Muslims and true Bible-believing Christians who have been deceived. I believe that even in Muslim countries, if we opened our doors and we forgot about killing and wars and everything like that, which would not exist if this were the case, I would see that perhaps there would be an inner dialogue where Christianity would be accepted even in those countries. And that's how the wonderful mankind could work together. But when they are constantly barraged by this infiltrated group of Satanists, we find ourselves killing one another by the millions and never reaching that common ground of what we have in this country, a great idea of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. But it's been taken from us, Eric, and that's what I get from your words. Am I on the right track?
That's absolutely right. William Penn called our government that holy experiment of self-governing people. But this only happened in historically white, Protestant, and Baptist nations who respected freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press. No papal nation has done this. No Muslim nation has done this, ever. And the Jews, when they came to live among us, they were blessed because they could practice and they could do what they wanted to do, and they engaged in their discoveries and technologies and whatever. And these, therefore, one of the reasons why the success, the military success and the commercial success of historic Western Protestant nations was because we did not persecute the racial Jews. The Muslims persecute them, and historic Catholic nations persecute them. As I show in my book, the whole Axis powers were all Roman Catholic, and that's how they could persecute the Jews of Eurasia. And that will never change. It will never change until the doctrines of Rome change. The Pope can apologize for the Inquisition, the Crusades, and the Third Reich, but until he changes canon law, it's going to repeat. And it's the same exact thing with Islam. They did those things to the Armenian Orthodox people, non-Catholic people there in Turkey. They have done this to the Serbs. They've done this to the racial Jews living in Israel who have a right to their land pursuant to Genesis 12 and Genesis 15. It will never change until they change their doctrine.
Important. Now, let's get back. We have a minute here. How do you expel the Jesuits when they have 28 universities, 54 high schools, probably one of the most wealthiest organizations in our country? I mean, you look even in the basketball, they got Georgetown playing for the Sweet 16. I mean, this is a institution that is almost like an apple pie. What do you do?
Well, what you do is exactly the same thing that the King of Spain did. In 1767, he sent sealed orders to all of his viceroys in South America.
Why don't we leave it right there, the sealed orders from the viceroys. We're going to take about a two-minute break, so just catch your breath real quick. Stay right there. I want to pick up right where you left off with Eric Phelps in our second hour on the Investigative Journal, back after this short message.